My guest, Melinda Green with an E, Santa Barbara County Chief Deputy Clerk, Recorder, Assessor. We're talking about the recorder's office, people recording. The first segment was about doing their best to find red flags to prevent fraudulent recordings. And back the last time she was on in the fall of 2025, we talked about SP 255, and it passed shortly after our interview. And tell me what it is.
Okay, so this law becomes, we're setting up a notification program so that if somebody records a deed, a quitclaim deed, a mortgage, or a deed of trust, that the county has 30 days to notify the parties executing the document by mail. Specifically in the law, it says by mail. So what we have to do is we are working with the assessor, and the party that executes will have to contact the assessor, verify the address on file in the property tax system, and use that address to notify the signer of that deed that, hey, this property has changed hands, or this property has been encumbered with a deed of trust. So this is, you know, meant to prevent fraud, or notify, at least if there is fraud, that you would be notified that a transaction that you're unfamiliar with had occurred. So we are working on setting that up right now with, we're coordinating with the assessor. We are coordinating with our vendor that has our recording system. We hope to be live sooner than the implementation date. The implementation date is January 1st of 2027. So we're actively working on this right now. Our vendor actually has 42 counties, and I'm the president of our user group for that system. So I'm very actively involved in developing, you know, the criteria for the system and making sure that the notification is going to be implemented in an efficient and smooth manner. So those discussions are happening statewide as we speak, lots of meetings with our vendor. And I do think that this is a good step in the right direction. You know, anything you can do to sort of have visibility about your real estate transactions is good. But like I said, it's always good to just check yourself. We have our index online, and it just takes seconds, especially when you have it bookmarked, and you can look and see if anything's recorded in how you hold your title.
Exactly, exactly. So this SP...
SB, Senate Bill 255.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say, how come it wasn't AB or SB? What is SP? Okay, a typo there on my SB. So this is not Santa Barbara County's bill. This is a state bill for, am I correct, 58 counties?
Yeah, we have 58 counties that need to implement this by January 1, 2027.
And I guess, you know, if you're talking about at one time, maybe today you're recording Santa Barbara County, maybe a couple of hundred recordings, that's a lot. That means at the end of the month, 200 letters have got to go out.
Yeah, we have to send those letters out, and we'll set up, we have 30 days, but, you know, we'll probably send that on a higher frequency because the sooner you know, obviously, the better. But it does state that we have 30 days in the bill.
Right.
But, you know, County of Santa Barbara, we always try to do everything better, faster.
What this reminds me of is one of my guests, regular guests, Pacific Legal Foundation. They're an attorney group that's fighting on behalf of owners for private property rights. And traditionally, they're suing municipalities. And so this one lady lost her property. And the county was mailing them letters to this property that was somehow vacant. And she never got the notices. She ended up losing the property. One of the cases they always talk about is how a county or a state, I think a state, can take someone's property and sell it, and without they even know about it. just because they owed, $5,000 in taxes, they sell a $150,000 house, and even though it's worth $300,000, it's a crazy system. But I digress. So this by mail, the first thing I thought of is, well, somebody better make sure they have the correct mailing address with the county.
Yeah, and that has been an issue. I'm part of various fraud groups, so I'm not just paying attention to fraud here. I'm in some groups that we share information across the state, and in some other counties, the fraudster basically took on that person's identity, and that's one of the first things they do is they change the mailing address to a fake address, so that the real owner isn't getting the notification. So, this is a help, but it's by no means a panacea. You have to combat fraud on every single level. It's a full court press. So starting with, we have this notification. You can check yourself online. You can also, count on us to be stewards at the counter and watching for those red flags and holding those up and asking those tough questions to the person trying to record, getting them on camera, for example. So all of that, combines to a good internal control structure to prevent fraud. You can never stop fraud completely, but we do everything we can to prevent it. And then if it does happen, then we do have a really good structure in place to combat it.
And again, the link to the county's website is on my blog, radiorealestate.com, and you go to the blog link where past programs are, and right up at the top, there's a few different links, and the county's website's there. Now, you know what's funny? I click on that. And I check to see if the last recording is what I remember to be the last recording. And I just look at that and I go away. I actually don't remember checking to make sure that my mailing address is the correct mailing address. So now I'm going to do two things. I'm going to make sure no one's changed my mailing address, and I'm going to make sure that the last recording is what the last recording is and not fraudulent. My guest, Melinda Green with an E, Santa Barbara County Chief Deputy Clerk, Recorder, Assessor. Okay, so you didn't create this. This is a Senate bill. Counties are inundated. Maybe some big counties, who knows how many recordings they do a day. When I have a setup with the Chase Bank, if I use my credit card, in like seconds, I get a text saying the credit card was used. I have a thing with my bank account. If something is a check or a debit or something or a payment, an auto debit, I get an email right away. Why do you think the Senate bill didn't say, have people have a cell phone number on file or an email so it would even be easier for you, for the county? Or all counties, rather than having to mail a letter, you just do it electronically.
Yeah, we don't get that information oftentimes. If you think about the process of who's involved, escrow and title are involved. They have your contact information. When we get the document, oftentimes it's through e-recording. We have the, and maybe they use a third-party submitter to send that document. So the phone number that we have are the people on the office end, not the actual owner. And it's not in the code for us to require it for recording. So we're not receiving that information. It's not built into our systems to store it. So for those reasons, I think the code was set up in a way that people we would be easy to implement right away. And then, there's always time for improvement, and over time, if that's the demand, then the code may change to require the owner's phone number. We don't have that sort of code requirement right now, so
Right. So,
we're
and
not seeing that data coming in.
it's not the county's job to do that. It's the state to require it. If they wanted to require that an owner's email and cell phone and whatever was part of the record, then the information would be there, and then they could make it part of the law, and
Right.
then.
As it stands, with the deed of trust, We will have to amend our ordinance to require that we collect the assessor parcel number, because that's the key on how we can look up the owner's mailing address from the assessor system. So we are going to have to go to the board and amend the ordinance to get the assessor parcel number, because this is a change in the law. We're going to do a lot of outreach to our partners and make sure they are aware that we need this new information, so it doesn't hold up recording and delay, getting keys to a house, because we know how terrible that is. So there's going to be a lot of outreach and sort of pre-training on how this new program is going to work. We're going to go to the board. We're going to present the whole program publicly to the board so people understand what we're doing. They understand the changes so they don't have to worry about errors and rejections.
Right. And the average Joe is never going to really be involved in any of this. They buy a house, they get a loan, it's all taken care of for them. But Melinda Green with an E, Santa Barbara County Chief Deputy Clerk, Recorder, Assessor, we're out of time. I know that last week you had an exciting event with a fraudulent event that occurred. It was a really 911 emergency. I was hoping we'd have a chance to have you tell that story, but maybe after a period of time, you could relate the story with all the juicy details, because I know at this time it's so fresh. So we'll hope to hear that story in the future. And again, remember RadioRealEstate.com. The link Melinda gave me is there. Click on it. Make sure your address is correct, your name is correct. Make sure the last recording is the one that you know about, and you don't see anything fraudulent. Melinda Green with an E. Always great to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
And thanks for your public service, because getting word out to the public about you need to be aware of what's going on with your title. There's so many easy tools for you to protect yourself that really helps prevent fraud.
Well, thank you. Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate the shout out. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.